News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Workers that earn between 30,000 and 50,000 euro per year experience little of the budget gains that come every budget, and this is widening an income division in Ireland, according to Social Justice Ireland. Spokesperson Michelle Murphy, who is a research and policy analyst, is with us now. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Jonathan.
This is the definition of squeezed middle. Has it changed much?
No, not hugely, Jonathan. So we're looking at the distributive impacts of budgets here. And what we find is it's that group. So they earn between under 40,000, generally almost half of the tax cases in this country earn less than 35. So they don't benefit from any changes to the tax bands generally in the budget because they don't earn enough money to benefit from changes to the 40,000 band and up. So if you're looking then at the distributive impact, what happens is that group, they have gained, you know, from things like the energy credit and various other things, but the majority of their budgetary gains has been temporary, which means it widens the gap then between those people earning higher incomes and that group. And I suppose what we're saying today is if you're looking at budgetary measures and if you're looking at how much they cost and who you want to target, then that cohort has really gained the least out of the last number of budgets, because in terms of tax changes that have been made, they do, you know, those tax changes, the more you earn, the more you benefit, particularly the more you earn above 40,000 for that group, it hasn't impacted on them.
How do we get them to benefit more? Is it by lowering the tax rate, increasing the tax bands? How do we get to them?
Well, if you're looking at taxation, then you need to look at tax credits as well. And I mean, it's not only taxation that's going to impact on the money going into these households. So obviously things like wages, the social wage, so state supportive services. So for example, if you compare us to other countries in the European Union, childcare costs, for example, even though they have reduced, they're still substantially higher. Transport costs, healthcare free at the point of access, for example, we're the only EU country that doesn't have healthcare free at the point of access. That means being able to go to your GP without having to pay, you know, a 50 or 60 euro fee for your initial appointment. Looking at thresholds for different welfare supports, so things like the medical card, back to school clothing and footwear, working family payment, fuel allowance. But then overall, what are the real cost drivers and pressure on wages for this group? Obviously, housing is huge. It's been the biggest driver in terms of wage pressure in the past 5 or 6 years. Energy costs, food costs. But if, you know,
isn't that the point? It's all external factors are putting pressure on. So therefore, does that make it harder for governments to deliver for them if they can't magic up houses, if they don't invest in childcare? Those are the things. The tax system is fine. It's the external pressures that are making it difficult.
Well, it's also why are costs so high in this country? And Fine Gael have been there for 10 years now. We're constantly hearing about housing. We have the Housing Commission report out this morning looking at pent-up demand, which is substantial. We haven't addressed that, you know, despite a significant amount of money going. We still haven't addressed it. In terms of childcare, we can control that. But it's also in terms of what the state delivers and in terms of the other, as I said, the sort of social wage that you'd expect that you don't get. And if you are, we have the National Economic Dialogue coming up next week. You know, there's going to be a lot of focus around the budget, various other things.
Okay.
If you are going to use the tax system to focus on work, then you have to look at where that money is going. And if it's not going on that cohort, and if half of the tax cases are earning 35,000 euro or less, then what are you going to do? How do you, design those measures to support that group
it better and make sure that the money remains in the pot to spend in the future. Thank you very much for that. Michelle Murphy of Social Justice Ireland. Thanks for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.